Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
$15 for a pack of cigarettes. That's what the Minneapolis City Council is considering. That's before taxes, and that would be the highest in the nation. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Blois Olson with the Morning Take. Good morning, Blois. Together this proposal. This kind of surprised me a little. Put together this proposal and are considering it, but have not talked with retailers at all, what this could do to them. And I know they want to cut down on smoking, but $15 before taxes, that's a pretty remarkable increase.
Yeah, no, it is a remarkable increase. I think it brings to light a couple things that we've been trying to highlight, or you try to let people know, but maybe this is more illustrative of the way the city council has been operating. First and foremost, they didn't talk to anybody. They just kind of floated this idea out there. And that is common. The city council, or not all of them, but many of the city council members refuse to meet with businesses. They just don't meet. They won't return phone calls. They don't understand, or they don't care what business thinks. And this has been a growing trend, I'd say, for 4 years or so. And then second, they don't think about the fact that this is going to hurt some of the smaller retailers. And by the way, it's going to cost more money for those people who can't probably afford the transportation to go to the suburbs to buy their cigarettes. Because let's face it, you could go to St. Paul, you could go to St. Louis Park, you could go to Golden Valley, you could go to Richfield, depending on what part of the city you live in, and the price would be considerably less, $3, $4, $5 a pack less before taxes. So, big ideas are often, a good idea in politics, but big ideas without thinking through how it actually works, they waste a lot of time and energy, and this is becoming typical of the Minneapolis City Council.
Well, and that's what I want to say. There's a bit of a track record here with the city council doing this Uber thing, and then whoops, wait, maybe this wasn't a good idea. It seems like over and over. And aren't there other things they could be doing? A lot of people might be asking.
They could be. I mean, this is what I mean by this is a growing trend, and it's not just about tobacco. It's not just about Uber. There is just a disconnect. I was talking to somebody who is a longtime political observer last week who said, I just don't think they understand what they, what they're kind of elected for. And I just stopped this longtime political observer and I said, no, they don't care. They are not there to solve problems. They are there to push agendas that aren't aligned with traditional economic policies of the city or the state. And maybe this is just the latest idea that people will understand that for.
Okay, we'll see what happens with this. I know you're involved with the sports betting issue at the legislature, but this whole deal with Running Aces filing a racketeering lawsuit against the casinos. Can you give us a little bit of a kind of a thoughts on that and the ramifications of it?
Sure. I represent Sports Betting Alliance. They're the pro sports betting coalition. But this, you know, Running Aces has just started to make a lot more noise. And Running Aces, who I, by the way, used to represent about 10 years ago, has always been the little engine that they think can up in the northern suburbs. But they've made money. They've built a hotel. They have poker rooms. But for some reason, they have decided to get very hostile to the tribes. And that is against kind of Minnesota tradition. It's not helpful in an all-Democratic legislature. And frankly, I think it shows that they want to act more like a Vegas-style operator in Minnesota than a Minnesota-style operator. And I don't think it's going to play well. It also doesn't probably do anything in the immediate term about sports betting, because that lawsuit's going to take months, if not years, to play out. And so I just think it looks desperate and kind of mean-spirited when they have been successful at what games they can provide at Running Aces.
Okay. Thanks so much, Blois. Have a good day.
See ya.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.